In an interview with NBC's Al Roker, President Biden confirmed that he, quote, plans to run, unquote, for re-election, though is not yet ready to make a formal announcement. It is again surprising that the 2024 presidential race on both sides is not coming into form more quickly. But with no one launching a serious Democratic primary challenge to the president, he is certainly under no pressure to formally announce his re-election candidacy. On the Republican side, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott has filed a presidential exploratory committee, signaling that he will soon become an official national contender. In 2022, retired Detroit Police Chief James Craig had planned to enter the Michigan Republican gubernatorial primary, but failed to submit the required number of valid petition signatures. Now reports are surfacing that Mr. Craig is considering entering the open U.S. Senate race. At this point, Michigan School Board member Nikki Snyder is the only Republican current or former elected official to declare for the race. Representative Alyssa Slotkin is the most well-known Democrat to so far step forward. Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow is not seeking a fifth term. The party will be favored to retain the open Michigan seat, but another close election result is expected. Keystone State Democratic Senator Bob Casey Jr. indicated his re-election plans were on hold until he received a clean bill of health from his surgeon. Earlier in the year, Senator Casey underwent surgery to eradicate cancer in his prostate. Apparently, the senator has received positive reports from his healthcare physicians because this week he announced his re-election effort and will be a heavy favorite next November. The No Labels organization is attempting to qualify for ballot position in many states with the goal of offering centrist candidates in various races, possibly including president. The entity has so far successfully qualified in Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, and Oregon. This week, Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose announced that the No Labels organization has petitioned for recognition in the Buckeye State. Mr. LaRose indicated that the signature verification process to determine if the group has met the state political party recognition requirement has begun. Now, the No Labels leadership, which includes former U.S. Senator and 2000 Democratic vice presidential nominee Joe Lieberman and former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan as national co-chairman, has so far indicated they are not looking to file a presidential candidate, but both parties are wary that they might. For the 12th time, the Democratic National Committee has selected Chicago to host its national convention. The 2024 gathering will be the 50th such national conclave. A total of 18 cities have held the 50 Democratic conventions, with Chicago doing so most often. Late last year, the Republicans chose Milwaukee as their site of the 2024 national convention. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.